This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a really interesting entrepreneurial physician, Dr. Ernesto Gutierrez. Dr. Gutierrez is a physician, he's an entrepreneur, he's a consultant, he's a coach, he works on regenerative medicine. Thrilled to hear his story today and talk with him. Dr. Gutierrez, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. So thank you so much for the invitation, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here and to be able to share with your audience what we're currently doing. So as you very well said, I'm a physician. I trained in regenerative medicine, and that's how I got started into my clinical practice. And very soon into that, I learned that I was lacking a lot of knowledge, and that knowledge was not in the form of clinical training. It was on how to run a business, because I had no idea how to run a business. I thought that it was just about being really good doctor and the patients would eventually flock to see us, right? And that's rarely the case. So that got me started on a journey to training myself, to educating myself on business, entrepreneurship, marketing, sales, all sorts of things to make a business run better, or really just make it run like a business. And now I've spent the last couple of years helping other doctors and other physicians and other healthcare professionals become better entrepreneurs. In a lot of cases, I help them become entrepreneurs.
And when you talk about entrepreneurship, obviously someone who runs their own practice is really an entrepreneur in and of itself. But then my impression is, besides running your own practice, you're involved as an entrepreneur in other areas as well. Can you talk about that a little bit and some of the things you do?
Well, the business that I currently run is specifically geared towards helping doctors, right, become better entrepreneurs. And the example that you gave, you say, you know, a doctor who's already running his or her practice, he's an entrepreneur. And in reality, a lot of the times what we are learning is that as physicians, and we go out and we start doing these activities, we start running our own practice, we really are not owning a business, but we really own a job. So most doctors, they go out of medical school and they decide to start their own practice. The ones who do start their own practice, they end up owning their job. So if they don't show up one day, they don't make money. We saw it right now with COVID, that suddenly practices were forced to close and they couldn't see patients. So they couldn't make money. They couldn't make ends meet a lot of the cases. So that's the shift that I help them understand in terms of what's the difference between owning your job and owning your business, which happens to be a medical practice in a lot of cases.
But your point is well taken, because if you're just working your behind off, even though you do own the business, even though you are an entrepreneur, you really have a job versus a business, you know, really a mix of things. And to have people start to look at it as a business, and now they start to leverage themselves. Talk for a moment, Dr. Gutierrez, about what advice you would have for entrepreneurs. What advice would you give entrepreneurs?
Well, so I'm so passionate about physician entrepreneurship, and I'm just going to go a step back here before I answer your question. And the reason I'm so passionate about it is because I believe, as a physician, as a former practicing physician, I believe that a big part of the problem that is haunting us in healthcare right now is that the business itself of healthcare is not in the hands of physicians. I believe that the people who are better qualified to run the business of healthcare are doctors who have actually experienced, who have actually seen patients, who know what it's like to be on that side, who know the suffering that they're going through, and to help them go through that, and obviously to make it profitable, right? A doctor will never put his or her own interests ahead of their patients. So that's the reason why I'm so passionate about physician entrepreneurship and why I focus so much about it. Now, in order to, and I'm sorry, I completely rambled on. What was the specific of your question before?
No, you're doing a great job, Dr. Gutierrez. And tell us about, what advice would you have for entrepreneurs? What are the top three things you might tell an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. Yes, that's the part that I completely forgot about. So the thing that I'm currently seeing a lot and that I'm helping a lot of doctors with, number one is the mindset, helping them understand the difference between, and doctors are already smart people. They get this. But a lot of the times we need to be reminded about it. We need to be reminded about the fact that, you know what, not just because you're a really, really good doctor and you've done some great training and you've got to a great school and you've worked really hard to do that, that really doesn't get you any results. Now you need to learn how to market and how to put yourself out there so that patients will be able to find you. And what a lot of the times, the other thing that a lot of the times doctors believe, which is wrong, is that marketing is simply advertising. You know, we just go out, we buy an ad and people see us and then they book a treatment. But in reality, right now, the focus that we're placing on is becoming educators. Patients now more than ever, they want to know what's going on with them. They want to know how to solve their problems. They want to know how to get the answers, why they have the treatment that was prescribed to them. What are the side effects? So the doctors that we're seeing that are getting the best results are the ones that are actually becoming educators and putting themselves out there and building this personal brand. And by building this personal brand, they're getting known, they're getting recognized, and they're getting more patients, and they're getting better compliance, and they're getting all these benefits, added benefits in terms of how they deliver care. So my number one recommendation right now for doctors and really healthcare professionals in general is to start really focusing some of their time and their effort and even their monetary budget into building their own personal brand.
Fantastic. And talk about, Dr. Gutierrez, what are your top three priorities right now?
So right now for myself and helping my clients, my number one priority is exactly the same thing that I emphasize for them and how I tell them, listen, you need to become an educator and educate your patients. My personal priority is in educating physicians to understand these principles, these basic principles, helping them realize these things. I've been doing a lot of educational workshops and trainings and seminars and video trainings and even downloadables and PDFs, really emphasizing this fact because, like I said, I want to make sure that doctors really understand how they can become profitable. I want doctors to really be able to make ends meet with their clinical practice. And in order to do that, we need to focus on building a personal brand. So definitely that's my number one priority right now.
Fantastic. And Dr. Gutierrez, if people want to contact you, they want to reach you, they want to learn more about you, how do people reach you so they could learn from you, work with you, find out more?
Yeah, so thank you. The website for my business, it's Practice Growth Formula. The website is pgformula.com. And if you go there, you're going to be able to find all the services that we do. We've got online trainings. We've got one-on-one coaching. We've got some done-for-you services. We're doing podcast production for doctors. We're doing marketing and sales automation setups, setting them up with systems. So they can just go over there. Or the easiest thing, and it's actually how you and I connected, just connect with me on LinkedIn. So if you just go to LinkedIn and you look me up, Dr. Ernesto MD, I'm most active there, and you can just engage with me and I'll be happy to chat with you and help you out in any way I can.
Well, fantastic. It's great to get a chance to visit with you today and learn more about what you're doing. So exciting. Congratulations, and look forward to visiting with you. And thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today, Dr. Gutierrez.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Scott.